The death sentence against Afghan journalist Pervez Khambash has been overturned, but an appeals court upheld the blasphemy conviction against him. The head of a 3-judge appeals panel, Abdul Salam Qazizada, read the sentence against the reporter. The judge said the court sentenced Khambash to 20 years in prison for insulting Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, but that the defendant has the right to appeal. Khambash's troubles began when he distributed to friends an article he found from Iran on the internet that alleged Muhammad had ignored the rights of women. The 24-year-old journalist, who is a college student in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif, alleged that he was tortured during a year in detention and that his initial trial 10 months ago in Balkh province lasted only minutes, during which he had no lawyer and was not allowed to testify in his own defense. After word of the death sentence spread, the conviction brought international condemnation, as well as criticism from Afghan media and human rights groups. Advocacy organizations began a petition-driving campaigns urging authorities to release Khambash. But religious conservatives and some prominent clerics hailed the death sentence. During Khambash's appeal, 3 instructors and 2 students from his university appeared before the court. One student testified that he had been forced by a professor and government intelligence officers to make a statement accusing Khambash of blasphemy. But other witnesses told the judge that Khambash had violated tenets of Islam. The journalist's lawyer, Afzal Nuristani, says the verdict is a conspiracy based on false information and that he will appeal the 20-year prison sentence to Afghanistan's Supreme Court. Afghanistan's judicial system is modeled on Islamic Sharia law, under which the penalty for blasphemy is death. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.